This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of a fertilizer plant worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh district of Assam today. The project is aimed at strengthening fertilizer production and supporting agricultural growth in the region. The plant will have an annual production capacity of 12.7 lakh metric tons of urea. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said in addition to catering to Assam's fertilizer needs, the plant will serve neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports, generate substantial employment opportunities, and act as a catalyst for industrial development in the region. Mr. Modi said, in 2014, only 225 lakh metric ton of urea was produced nationwide, and after the hard work of the last 10 to 11 years, this production has risen to around 306 lakh metric tons. Earlier today, the Prime Minister visited the Swahid Smarak Kshetra at Paschim Boragaon in Guwahati, where he paid homage to the martyrs of the Assam movement. Mr. Modi will interact with 25 meritorious students of Assam as part of the Pariksha Pe Charcha program in Guwahati. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, has said that the government will introduce a bill against fake fertilizers and pesticides in the next session of Parliament. He was addressing Chaudhary Charan Singh Kisan Samman ceremony organized by Kisan Trust in New Delhi. According to Agriculture Minister, the government is taking comprehensive measures against such malpractices. Mr. Chauhan said under the recently passed Viksit Bharat Jiram Jilo guaranteed employment has been increased from 100 days to 125 days. The railways has rationalized its fare structure with effect from the 26th of this month. Under the revised structure, there will be no increase in fares for journeys of up to 215 kilometers in the ordinary class. For journeys beyond 215 kilometers, fares will increase by 1 paise per kilometer in the ordinary class, while fares will go up to 2 paise per kilometer for non-AC class in mail and express trains. In AC class, the railways has increased the fare by 2 paise per kilometer. It also highlighted that fare in suburban and monthly season ticket have not been increased. The Airports Authority of India has issued an advisory warning of delays and changes in the flight operations due to reduced visibility as dense fog gripped North India this morning. The India Meteorological Department has warned of dense to very dense fog, further reducing visibility and compounding the impact of pollution. Orange alerts, the second highest warning level, were issued for large parts of Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Chandigarh. In a social media post, the AAI said passengers are advised to check flight updates. The Union Home Ministry has increased the quota of ex-Agniveers for constable recruitment in the Border Security Force from 10% to 50%. According to a Gazette notification, the first batch of ex-Agniveers will also get upper age limit relaxation up to 5 years, while the rest of the ex-Agniveers will get relaxation of 3 years. The notification said that the ex-Agniveers shall be exempted from physical standard test and physical efficiency test. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today emphasized on the transformative power of meditation for building a positive and inclusive society. Speaking at the event marking the Second World Meditation Day held at Kanha Shanti Vanam on the outskirts of Hyderabad this morning, the Vice President appreciated the efforts being made by the Heartfulness Movement for promoting peace, harmony and spiritual well-being across the world. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, said that Sunday on cycle has today become a passion and a culture among people. Addressing the gathering on the occasion of the first anniversary of the Sunday on Cycle program, Dr. Mandavia said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, this initiative was launched to promote fitness and fight obesity. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing is being used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. The ministry said that the offenders or hijackers are exploiting WhatsApp's device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. The Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, Dr. Mohan Bhagwat, has said that organizing the society is essential for the country's development. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.